to really understand what people have to deal with, you know, day in and day out. For me, being white, you know, I've never, ever been pulled over by the police and have ever had any concern. All the injustice that goes on, you know, whether it's the Filipinos or Asians, you know, African-Americans, whoever it may be, it's not right.
This is honestly one of my favorite interviews. He kept it real. Talk about keeping it real. He kept it real as well. So I appreciate you, Billy D.
Billy Donovan's been around the game throughout his life, whether that was playing or coaching, being a part of teams, being involved in teammates and players. He coaches lives. You learn a lot about those you're going to battle with night in and night out. It's a wonderful way to break barriers, to break bread together, to learn from those who are different from you, all the while trying to accomplish one goal as a team, to win games. When you have a collective mission together, it can unveil the masks people wear, metaphorically, now literally, around each other, where you put on a front in front of someone if you don't know them. But hold up, when you're with people, with the team 24/7, you really get to know them, know how they operate, know their favorite music, their favorite movies, what food they like, what they like to do in their off time, even, hey, their Starbucks order. You get to know teammates' families, their wives, their kids. It becomes a family atmosphere. And what do for your family? You're loyal. You look after them. You love them. You love them. Man, this is one of the many reasons I love sports, is that it truly brings people together in an authentic way. When you're taking off the masks, again, metaphorical masks, that you usually put on in front of people, and you get to know the real them, the authentic them, then you come together under one cause and you go to battle together. You've got a common enemy in the form of an opponent. So you game plan, devise, and try to strategize, utilizing each player's strengths in their positions on the court to work together as a cohesive unit and hopefully get into the playoffs, getting that title together. Now, Billy knows a thing or two about winning. He did multiple times at the college level, taking the Florida Gators to the Final Four four times and winning back-to-back national titles. Donovan was highly sought after by NBA teams and eventually made that transition to the OKC Thunder, where you already know that team was always good and had playoff runs. Now Billy finds himself coaching in Chi-Town, the historic Bulls franchise. Navigating 2020 was crazy for everyone last year, so I wanted to see what he learned from it, how he handled it, and wanted to just continue this conversation, including something near to me, the whole Stop Asian Hate movement. Man, being half Filipino myself, experiencing people placing preconceived notions or prejudices about me before they even know me, I get why this started, and it's messed up the racism people of all different backgrounds have been experiencing. Now, Donovan really got deep into this matter, and I really hope you enjoy what he had to say and take a thing or two from it that you can apply in your life today.
Appreciate your time, Coach. My question just more in relation to, I know, it was a crazy 2020 for all of us, and now it's been over a month to just kind of reflect on what was a time where we learned more about social injustice issues. And I'm just wondering, you know, as an NBA coach yourself, some of the lessons you learned and you took from 2020 that you hope to apply to this year moving forward. And NBA, I know, has done a great job with this. The Bulls have done a great job. And then also the second part of that is if you could speak to a lot of the Asian American injustice that's happening. Being a Filipino American myself, you know, experiencing that type of discrimination, what are some of the lessons you learned that hopefully can apply to situations like this as well, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think all injustice is wrong. You know, one of the things I think that I've been afforded, you know, with throughout my life is, you know, I've been around the game of basketball. You know, the majority of my high school team, you know, was Black and developed great relationships. But I also had a chance to see some of the struggles and things that they had to go through. You know, I've seen some of the coaches that I've worked with, you know, that have been, you know, socially profiled and stopped, you know, on a consistent basis. And, you know, I think the game of basketball has afforded me to be around a lot of diversity and see a lot of individual struggles and things that go on. And I think the one thing that I've tried to learn more than anything else is to be a really good listener, you know, to really understand what people have to deal with, you know, day in and day out. For me, being white, you know, I've never, ever been pulled over by the police and have ever had any concern, you know, at all. I've never had to tell my kids, hey, listen, when you get pulled over, you know, here's the things that you need to go through to protect yourself. You know, I haven't had to deal with those things. So when you listen to, you know, a lot of Black families talk about those situations in terms of raising children in this time and the concern of fear and worry, you know, I just don't think anybody should have to live under those circumstances in this day and age. And, you know, all the injustice that goes on, you know, whether it's the Filipinos or Asians, you know, African-Americans, whoever it may be, it's not right. I think we're at a time where, you know, hopefully we all can look at each other as human beings, as people, and, you know, we can all basically take time to just listen, you know, to each person's experiences and what they've gone through and have a level of empathy and understanding, because everybody's life experiences are real and they're real to them. And having the understanding of what somebody has gone through is really important.
Wow. Thank you, Billy. Let's give Billy a round of applause, man, wherever you're at. Let me drop the mic, but I got to catch it. Yeah, it does wonders. It can transform how you view people by just trying to sympathize with them, realize what they have to go through walking in their shoes. If you get outside your bubble, your preconceived notions of people, and actually walk alongside someone different than you even, guess what? You're gonna learn a thing or two about them, and that can help in shutting down prejudices, stereotypes, and hopefully make a dent at ending racism. Be kind, period. Be loving, period. Don't hate, period. And understand that you never know what someone is going through on a daily basis, what seemingly insurmountable challenges they're facing, what may have happened to them on the way to work, to practice, to their home. It's crazy for everyone right now. So let's be a little more understanding, shall we? A little more loving, a little more empathetic, a little more kind, a little more willing to listen, to learn, starting today.